Israel Rigardi spent a lot of time with Aleister Crowley as his student, as his secretary, before they had their falling out. What were his views on Aleister Crowley's works?
Well, he thought Aleister Crowley was a genius and a great person and a great man, and admired him thoroughly. Of course, as everyone knows, they had a disagreement based on their egos, and they broke up, but after Francis got over his hurt feelings, he became much more objective, as evidenced in The Eye in the Triangle, which New Falcon publishes. But a lot of followers of Crowley do not like that book because they think it psychologizes Crowley a bit too much. I don't happen to agree with their point of view. I think it's a fair presentation of their interrelationships and their psychodynamics and their various feelings and problems they experienced going through life. It's difficult for people to separate Crowley into the great man he was, the channeler of Iwas, if you would, for the Book of the Law, and all of his great magical works and his poetry and his artwork, and realize also that he was also a human being with all the little problems that all the rest of us have. Just because you're maybe a prophet doesn't mean you can't have flaws and so-called flaws or problems.